AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges, 620-340-7732.
If you've been thinking about adding a building to your property, let MRSK Buildings help you every step of the way. MRSK Buildings is your stud frame and post frame building headquarters. At MRSK Buildings, they construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. At MRSK Buildings, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732 or visit 2604 West Highway 50 across from Blue Stem.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, 15th of September. Beautiful start to the day, partly sunny and 61 degrees on our way to 87 today, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by South Lyon County Education Fund Foundation board members Lucas Markowitz and Amanda Bess, and USD 252 Superintendent Mike Argabright. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. Thanks for having us. Doing great.
Yeah, Amanda, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Good to be here.
Yeah. Hello, Lucas.
Good morning.
Well, Mike, let's get started here. You got the big golf scramble coming up Sunday, correct?
We do, Sunday, yes, out at the municipal, and we're excited to do that again, and just trying to get word out.
Well, Lucas, let's talk about the reason for the golf tournament and where the funds will go.
Yep, so we're just holding this golf tournament to raise scholarship funds for all of our seniors in Opie and Hartford and South Lyon County, scholarship opportunities for graduating seniors this year.
Amanda, talk a little bit about how important funding like this, the scholarship funds, are here for seniors, and essentially having something that's available to them here as they kind of a carrot at the end of the stick, or you know, just kind of that's a reward here for a lot of hard work.
Yep, right. It's great to be able to help support our seniors, especially kind of from a smaller community, to be able to achieve their goals after high school. They don't always have the most amount of opportunity at lots of different scholarships, so it's great to make one that goes directly to either Opie or Hartford students regardless.
Amanda, is this something that is done annually then, this golf tournament?
Yep, we have this. This is our third annual golf tournament. We're hoping to keep growing and growing to continue every year.
So, Lucas, let's talk about the golf tournament itself. What's the setup here? When do folks need to show up? And really, what's the format once they get there?
Yep, so our registration opens at 8:30. We have a shotgun start at 9 o'clock. It's a four-man scramble. We're looking at about $260 per team. You know, those all-important $5 mulligans, you know, there's only two of them, but I could use probably 10. You know, and if anybody wants to get a team together, you can contact Samantha Barnhart over at the board office, 620-392-5519. We still got spots for teams, so we'd love to have some more teams come out and participate.
Amanda, let's talk about the education fund itself. Do you have any other fundraising activities that add to this fund other than the golf tournament?
We do 50-50 raffles at ball games, football, basketball games for Opie and Hartford. That usually is kind of our other money grabber at this point.
Amanda, I was going to ask how many mulligans you might need.
I do not golf. So all the mulligans you're willing to give me.
Mike, are you going to be golfing? Or are you going to be observing? Are you going to be grilling here coming up this weekend?
The grill is going to be fired up and lunch is provided, so we'll have some goodies there and hopefully try to treat everyone with that. So I'm not golfing. I'm just helping.
I'm going to veer from this topic just a second, being you're on the topic of food, but don't forget the USD 252 Honor Flight Barbecue fundraiser is coming up tomorrow night.
Right.
Opie, the big football game out there, homecoming, Friday, September 16th. They'll be serving from 5 until 7, suggested donation $8, and all the proceeds will go to the USD 252 Honor Flight program. So that's tomorrow evening, so help them out for a great cause there. So the big Southern Lyon County Education Fund annual golf scramble this Sunday. No Chiefs this Sunday, by the way.
That's right.
Don't worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up tonight. So hopefully we get a good turnout. And so, Amanda, how much money can you normally, basically raise and get to the scholarship programs annually?
Last year we were able to do 6 scholarships. We did 3 to each side, and they were $250 each. But of course, we're hoping to be able to increase that every year, and the more we raise, the more scholarships we get to give.
Outstanding. Lucas, for folks that would like more information here about the golf scramble, how do they get that?
I know we have a flyer, and I think we have some stuff out on the website, too, the USD 252 South Lyon County website, and Facebook has some information with the flyer on it so as many people can get out there and play. That would be great.
Get signed up and head out to the Emporia Golf Course. In great condition, by the way, to raise money for a great cause this coming Sunday. Mike, anything else we need to add here?
I just, from a scholarship standpoint, all of our seniors, it's a compliment to their hard work that they do, and it's a pat on the back with confidence in people having the opportunity to say, we have confidence in you completing your goals and pursuing your goals. So the scholarships are important. We have a lot of memorial scholarships that are set up to specific families or businesses. We have some that are geared at only maybe at Emporia State or only at K-State, for example. You can set up scholarships any way you want to, and it's pretty special, especially if you can put your legacy on it from a family standpoint. These scholarships are basically going into a general fund where it's open to anybody, where a lot of scholarships are earmarked with certain things. So it's a good opportunity for us. We appreciate the sport, and so do our students. So thank you.
Sounds good. And folks can register right at the site, right?
That's correct.
All right. Good deal. Well, Mike, thanks so much for joining us here today. Lucas, thank you. And Amanda, thank you very much as well. And hope you have a wonderful turnout here coming up here this weekend.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Yeah, thank you all. Mike Argabright, Amanda Bess and Lucas Markowitz. Amanda and Lucas on the South Lyon County Ford Foundation Board. And, of course, Mike, the superintendent, USD 252 on our primetime newsmaker this morning. Chuck?
All right, if you'd like to be part of the newsmakers every 7:20 every weekday morning, give us a call at 620-342-1400 or email kvue@kvue.com. Tomorrow's newsmaker guest is Gary Post. We're talking about the Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 7957, Voice of Democracy, and Patriots Pen Essay Contests.
We'll talk about that, and we'll also probably mention that there are more redbud trees to give away.
We might have to do that, yeah.
The Lions Club will be back at the Farmers Market this Saturday morning at 8:30. Had a good turnout last night, but still, I think that over 500 to give away.
Whoa.
So they still have some. So if you're in need of a redbud tree, even if you don't need one,
you can still get one
for free from the Lions Club at the Farmers Market Saturday morning at 8:30. Our newsmaker this morning brought to you by MRSK Buildings. They construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today, 340-7732. MRSK Buildings. 7:30, 61 degrees. Stay tuned. Weather next.
Capital Federal is proud to be your hometown bank, serving customers for over 125 years.